excited?
I am so happy.
About what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm so happy I can't breathe because the fire's like clogged everything.
It's great, huh?
My throat is killing me because of the smoke.
Oh, I think you're just getting sick.
Are you sick? I feel awesome.
Me too.
We actually have a Steve-O and Mitch dinner tonight.
Yes.
I'm really excited about that.
And we're going to be better by then.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. Baby appointment today.
Ooh.
Baby appointment number two of the, of the month. Even though it's November 1st. Happy November.
I'm like, wait a second. How does this work?
No, you know, when it gets close to the end.
You just keep having
you
appointments.
You have to have appointments like every week and then they check everything and they're like, oh.
No.
We're in that stage.
Okay, go home.
Countdown to Brody Jeter. It's imminent.
This is the month he's born.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's going down. Literally, because he has to go down. And then he's...
Some people don't know that.
Oh. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hello, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, it sounds like you're not feeling that well, Steve. What's going on?
My throat's killing me. I think it's because of the fire. I'm very stuffy.
Huh. Our school, they put out a air quality alert yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
About the smoke. And, you know, I'm like, you know what? If they're going to say that, I'm not going to be outside. You know what I mean?
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Shh. Yeah, and me and my best friend, Sean, Sean has asthma, so they say.
Oh, yeah,
outside.
Dude.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know what? We're just going to stay inside for the day. Forget it.
Yeah.
So, how you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, good.
Good.
Enjoying the morning with Steve up there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was just telling my teachers about yesterday, Steve, at the morning show.
Yeah.
Tell them to listen in.
Right on.
When you wake up, just lay in there. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
What were you guys doing down there?
Just jamming.
We were just
jamming your theme song.
Did you know you have a theme song?
Oh, yeah. I have my mom's Xia Live thing on right now. So.
See?
Nice.
Doesn't that confuse you ever?
I'm like, you know, like, what music is it?
Is that a cell phone going off?
Yeah, that was my mom's alarm clock. I'm like, ugh.
So you turned it off.
Yeah, I just put out snooze for a minute. So, guys, can you guys play a song this morning for me?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Well, this morning, I want you guys to see if you guys can play some. I think it's called The Resistance by Amberlin.
Ooh, yes.
That song would be great this morning.
Always requesting some good Amberlin.
Hey, it's the best.
Yeah, it really is.
Talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
All right,
hey,
buddy.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
There he is. There he goes.
There he is.
There.
So the Resistance, we'll have to get some of that. Did you happen to see costumes from yesterday?
I lost it. I lost it.
I'm not saying anything on the air. I was just curious.
Oh, my God.
I was curious.
I was speechless at people's costumes.
Yeah. It is November 1st, which means the Unashamed Tour going down tonight. Kiva Auditorium.
Which means we have a lot of tickets to give away.
A lot of tickets to give away, so be listening for your chance to score those. We will be doing that throughout the morning. In fact, your chance coming up right around the corner. Matthew from Albuquerque wanted to hear some Amberlin. Song's called The Resistance. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Love Drug, Wild Blood, Static Radio. What are you doing?
The sound is on.
The webcam working now?
The webcam's working now.
Good job. Good job, Mitch.
Don't worry about that. It's working.
Yeah. Been trying to make sure that the webcam's up and running. Forgive us.
It is.
Our
and someone unmuted everything, so.
Yeah.
There we go.
Our stream is...
It was having some issues.
Some issues.
But we tried to fix it.
Yeah. Working on it right now.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Can I tell you what everyone wanted to talk to me about yesterday?
Yeah.
Everyone I ran into?
Can I take a wild guess?
Yes. You are right.
Did you have to pretend like you knew what you were talking about?
Oh, no, I didn't have to pretend because by the end of it, I did know what I was talking about.
Yeah, we definitely don't have to talk about it today because we've got 2 years until the first Star Wars movie comes out, and I'll tell you what. However, actually, I heard some news.
What did you? No. Yeah. What did you hear just in case I have to tell someone else later?
My sources, Entertainment Weekly, have said that recently... Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker, and Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia, had a secret meeting with George Lucas. They think it had to do with them playing their original parts in the new film.
How would you feel about it if I said that George Lucas sold all that?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Apparently they've all been secretly working on this for some time.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Okay, don't tell.
It's going to be set 20 years after Jedi.
Don't tell anyone.
They're going to have the original cast back.
Okay.
Shh.
Okay.
Shh, don't say anything. Okay?
Okay.
We're not allowed to talk about it.
All right, cool.
All right. So, Star Wars.
Yeah.
I've heard things.
Yeah.
We can't talk about it.
We can't really talk about it.
Can't talk about it.
Kind of on the DL.
It's November. Like... We talked about that in October. So long ago.
Yeah, it's really not worth it to like go back to that.
Time to move on.
Yeah.
To bigger and better things, like a Friends reunion show.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if they're bringing back Star Wars, why not Friends?
I don't want that to happen.
Let's make it happen. Let's just bring everything back I loved from childhood.
That's great for like...
Stand by. Okay, that's all I wanted to do.
That's great for like... Ross, what is he doing these days?
Hey,
being a swimmer.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
Madagascar 3 was great.
Okay,
He plays the giraffe.
Oh, really? Is that him? Was that him?
He's Melvin.
I had no idea.
In the Madagascar films. Hmm. I have children, so I know.
Okay.
So I get to keep up with his career.
He sounds so familiar. He sounds. Then he freaked out, didn't you?
It's Ross.
Yeah, it's Ross. But
yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying. So yesterday, back to what I was saying. I had to talk about Star Wars with every person I encountered. Encountered. It was awful.
Why? Because it's like the best day of your life.
Because I'm pretty sure I had to talk about it with you for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Minus the 15 minutes Teresa was here. And
come on.
I was so over it. No, my brother-in-law showed up to my house yesterday, and he was like, yeah, so your topic this morning was awesome, and he starts talking to me about it. I'm like, do you know how long that topic lasted? He goes, no, how long? I'm like, all morning.
Yeah.
And it was
you
awful.
Be okay?
I'm fine now. I'm just a little worn out, I guess.
Yeah. Lots going on. 2015, I didn't realize until I was reading an article yesterday. When episode 7 comes out, that's the year Avengers 2 comes out.
It'll be a big
that's
year.
The year the Justice League movie is coming out.
Wow.
And the year episode 7 is coming out.
Dang. It's a big year.
It's going to be a nerd year of years.
What time of year do you think they'll all come out?
I don't know.
Hopefully not at the same time.
No, I'm sure it'll be spread between summer and Christmas.
Christmas will be Star Wars.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I bet it'll be December 2015.
Second greatest Christmas gift of all time.
What was the... Oh, okay.
The birth of Christ.
Okay.
Right. That'd be the first greatest. Yeah. There's no comparison there.
Yeah, it's true. So.
Which actually probably happened more in like April, right?
Yeah. They're saying either late March or early April.
Okay.
They being those people that I don't really know.
They being the Illuminati. Because we don't really know.
We're not sure.
So, we got a phone call a minute ago saying, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Thought he had called up and won a pair of tickets to the Unashamed Tour. Not happening yet.
Not just
however,
yet.
However, when you hear this music, that means it's happening.
Yes.
Wait, does that mean it's happening now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what's
505-338-3700, the phone number.
I don't know if that's why this person's
Some
calling.
Some early morning games.
Okay.
All right. Static.
Good morning. I don't know if anybody called and said this yesterday about possible actors for the Star Wars movie. I wanted to call, but the lines were jam-packed. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
So, So here's an awesome fail idea, because George Lucas has had a lot of fail ideas as far as actors go. Hayden Christensen for Han Solo and Jake Lloyd.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Jake Lloyd for Luke Skywalker, because George Lucas has made so many awful decisions with actors in the past.
Yeah. Did you know that Jake Lloyd actually quit acting after that because he was just railed for his portrayal as Anakin Skywalker, that he started and stopped acting out shortly thereafter?
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah, pretty sad.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you destroy an icon like that, that's what happens.
Anyway, I just wanted to call up with a nightmare.
Thanks for the call, man.
All right.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. I guess we shouldn't give away tickets.
I guess we're not giving away tickets to the Unashamed Tour right now.
Let's give away tickets right now. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Tonight, KB, Tadashi, Lecrae, Triple E, Pro, Andy Mineo, Thistle, Propaganda. All you got to do is play our game. Static.
Oh, and if you call and you start talking about Star Wars, you're not getting tickets. You're just not. I'm 50% of this show and I say no.
Yeah. This isn't a democracy.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, fine. Static.
Hello.
Good morning.
You there?
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. So until then, let's talk about something very important.
Why?
You know, we talked about Star Wars for 4 hours yesterday.
Yeah, we sure did.
I don't want to do that to you again, because that'd be boring.
Okay.
Let's talk about Indiana Jones for 4 hours.
I just don't think I can
Disney
do that.
Disney also bought that. We haven't talked about who's going to be in the new Indiana Jones.
Absolutely no one.
No?
Because they're not going to make another one.
Hey, you don't know that?
They're not going
to. Why would you say that?
Just because it's not going to happen.
Static.
Hey, hello. I want those tickets.
You want those tickets. All right. Have you ever heard of Olympics?
The Olympics?
No. The Steve-O and Mitch in the Morning Olympics.
No.
All right, perfect. Perfect.
Oh, no.
We're going to play a round of Olympics. It's very simple. You just have to answer our question and make sure you play by the rules, and we're going to give you a pair of tickets to the Unashamed Tour. How's that sound?
Ew.
All right. We're going to make it very, very easy for you. All you got to do is name five people on the Unashamed Tour. Go.
I don't know. Toby Mac.
You definitely just lost.
Yeah, I've never even heard of this thing. I just PCS'd into this state.
That's the saddest thing in the world.
All right, well, I tried. Thanks
a
lot, guys.
That was good. 505-338. 3700 is the phone number.
It's a good thing you're here, because I'd be like, no, it's okay, I'll just give it to you anyway. I feel so bad.
The Unashamed Tour featuring KB, Tadashi, Lecrae, Trip Lee, Pro, Andy Mineo, Thistle, and Propaganda. It's going down tonight at the Kiva. Static!
Hello. I'll take a shot at those tickets.
All right. Have you ever played Olympics?
I never have, but I know the rules.
All right. It's going to be very simple. We need you to name seven things you find in a refrigerator. Go.
Okay. Ketchup, mustard, cheese, egg, milk.
Judges?
Sorry.
So close.
Oh, my God.
All right. The phone number, 505-338-3700. KB, Tadashi, Triple E, Pro, Andy Medio, Thistle, and Propaganda. I really want somebody to win so I can stop talking like this.
Oh, it makes me sick.
My nose hurts.
It makes me feel like I'm going to throw up.
Oh, static.
Hello, let's play the game.
All right. Are you a big fan of My Little Pony?
No.
Oh, okay. The question has nothing to do with My Little Pony.
Okay, good.
All right, what about superheroes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because the question has to do with superheroes. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
I need you to name five superheroes. Go!
Wolverine, Batman, Spider-Man.
Sorry, the name of the game is Olympics. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello.
Hello. Can tickets for the Unashamed Talk.
Wow. All right. If we were playing, you already would have failed twice. So make sure you remember the name of the game is
Olympics.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. It's very, very simple. I need you to name five items in a purse. Go!
Lipstick.
I'm sorry. The name of the game is Olympics. Man, you guys. It's okay. It's okay.
It's been a hard morning.
It's been tough.
It's been a rough morning.
I feel like I should make it smaller questions because...
Name one.
The name of the game, remember, is
Olympics.
All right. The phone number 505-338-3700 if you think you can handle this. Static.
Hi. How do I play?
All right. It's very, very simple. Are you a fan of Tom Cruise?
No.
Oh, it's too bad. Because I need you to name four movies Tom Cruise has starred in recently. Go!
Mission Impossible. One. Two. Three. And four.
Yay! We'll
take that. Yes! You win!
Congratulations. What's your name?
Adriana,
all right. Thanks for playing a round of Olympics. Hang on the line for us. And it's just that simple. If you would like to win a pair of tickets, you got to be listening for your chance to play a round of Olympics. Let's see who we got on the phone. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good.
All right, my friend. Are you ready to play some Olympics?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are you a big Star Wars fan?
Uh-huh.
Monster news yesterday with Star Wars Disney, blah, blah. We're going to play a round of Olympics. All right, I need you to name seven actors who are in any Star Wars movie. Go. Sorry. The name of the game is Olympics. All right. We've got a lot of tickets to give away.
We do.
We're going to do this throughout the morning.
Seven actors? Seven?
Whatever. He couldn't even get one without saying it. Give me that. We'll keep it going. Right now, Hawk in Paris, song called Freaks.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
In the middle. Boys and the girls and the freaks in the middle. Boys and the girls and the freaks in the middle. Boys and the girls and the freaks in the middle.
You right?
No. You say who it is.
Talk in Paris. Song's called Freak. Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch. It's 6:41.
Good job. All right. I'm okay.
Good.
That was good. I think these people still want to keep playing for their chance to win tickets because we've got a lot
Some
of phone
tickets.
Calls. 505-338-3700 or 338-3701. If the phone line's jammed. You want to play a different game?
Yeah.
I feel like we need to.
I think we could.
Let's make it more competitive.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Static, who's this?
Hi, this is Gabby.
Gabby?
Yeah.
Okay. Gobby.
Gobby.
Michelle.
Hi, Gobby.
Gobby.
Gobby, G-A-B-I,
like
Gobby.
Like I was eating gobs and gobs.
Gob stop. That's gob stopper, Gobby.
Yep.
Gobby.
Yep, that's it.
That's short for Gabriella?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Really, Gob?
Yep.
Gob. Okay.
Yep.
That's how we're going to do it.
Okay.
505-338-3701. I'm assuming since you pseudo know this person, that maybe you guys should be
teammates. We're on the same team. Okay.
All right.
We're going to play a game of catchphrase.
Yeah, we are. So I'm going to have you hang out on the line. We're going to get another contestant, and then we'll all play a round of catchphrase together.
505-338-3701.
Yeah, that's right. If you would like to score a pair of tickets to see KB, Tadashi, Lecrae, Triply, Pro, Andy Mineo, Thistle, Propaganda. It's going down tonight at the Kiva Auditorium. Details, rushconcerts.com. Who do we got on the phone?
My name's Corey.
Corey? All right, man, you're going to have to turn your radio down. You're going to be on my team, okay?
All right.
All right, and then we've got Gabby there?
Yep.
All right. Okay, so here's how it's going to work. We're going to alternate. Have you guys ever played a game called Catchphrase?
I have not.
Okay. So here's I'm going to explain the rules.
Super easy.
Mitch is going to try and give you the word, Gobby. She's going to try and explain what her word is, and you have to answer it. You've got 10 seconds to answer it. Cody? Corey.
Corey.
Corey. You get a chance to steal, okay?
All
so
right.
10 seconds, that's it. But you can't try and answer if it's their team and vice versa. So, Corey, when it's our turn, Gabi, you can't try and answer right away. But if the timer runs out, you can try and steal the word.
Cool.
Make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies first.
Okay.
We can let ladies go first.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Why not?
All righty. So you write with these. They write with them in Harry Potter.
A quill.
Yes.
What? Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Wow. All right. Point for you guys. What? This is my word?
Well, I was just writing
that. Okay, Corey, we got 10 seconds. Ready? Okay, it's a bird that's really colorful and huge. Feathers. Yes! There we go.
Good job.
All right. 1-1.
Whoa.
There you go.
Okay.
First person to score 3 points.
Okay. You skate with this. Guys use them, but it's not in the skate park. They usually use it like in a parking lot or in a ditch.
10 seconds is up.
You're lying.
I am not lying.
What?
You can try and steal this. Okay. It's larger. It's larger than a normal thing. It's like the size of you could surf on it with wheels almost.
A longboard?
Boom! Oh! Yes! Yes! Okay. All right. 2-1.
Okay. You blow. There's a really stupid song about it.
What?
It makes a high pitched noise, and you use your mouth to blow into something, and it makes a high pitched noise.
5 seconds.
And.
3, 2.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh! Officials use these. Referees use these in game. Boom! There it is! Corey is the smartest man alive!
No!
All right, how about we're going to hook you guys both up with a pair of tickets. Is that cool? All right, hang on the line. Thanks for playing, guys.
That's awesome.
All right, there it is. Yay, it's just that easy. We'll have more tickets coming up a little later. So keep it locked here for your chance to score tickets to KB, Tadashi, Thistle, Pro, Triply, Lecrae, Andy Mineo.
It's kind of a crazy concert.
Yeah, dude. Tonight, 7 p.m. Details, rushconcerts.com. Got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we'll have more of us.
Which is what you want.
Right.
So.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
I mean, how awesome are we? How amazing are we?
Wow.
How cool are we?
Wow.
Just kidding.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Tall Heart. Song called Fever. Sister of mine. Tall Heart's all about, like, family, apparently.
Apparently. All their songs.
The last song is singing about his brother. Brother,
yeah.
Brother. Now sisters. Family, bro.
Cousin.
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
The song called Uncle.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thursday. November 1st.
It turned November really fast.
It did.
We got to November really fast.
We got KB, Tadashi, Lecrae, Triply, Pro, Andy Mineo, Thistle, and Propaganda in the ABQ tonight.
That's right.
Unashamed Tour 2012. We'll be giving away tickets coming up a little later on the show, so be listening for your chance to score some of those.
Yes.
Dude, our job has always been super awesome to me.
It has.
Right? I love it.
Woo! I enjoy it.
We have fun. We get to go to cool concerts. Randomly, people try and light us on fire.
It's no big deal.
I mean,
it's fine.
You know, wait, what?
Fire? No big deal. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I have decided I'm going to be the nicest radio host of all time.
Okay, why? How are you going to do that?
On Monday in Yacuba, Bolivia, a 70-year-old radio host named Fernando Vidal. He was interviewing two women on the air about police corruption in the city when three masked men busted into the studio and set him on fire.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Yeah, right.
That's really bad.
No, it's good that you say that because it is awful.
Oh, good, good.
They splashed gasoline all over the studio, lit it, and shot guns in the air. And Fernando was set on fire, too, when he tried to stop them.
Why would they do that?
Yeah. He was rushed to the hospital with severe burns on his face and arms, and he's listed in serious but stable condition. The three men who set the studio on fire were caught, were arrested.
Good.
but apparently they're not talking. So now they can make a reality TV show about our lives because we have one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. So that's just not true.
It's not. Like, we have a person at the front who, like, makes sure that no one can come
really?
In.
Really? You have a really good job.
There's a lot of locks on the doors.
Yeah, we don't even have to lock anything around here.
Well, there's not
it's
here.
It's like the 40s around here.
No, we do have to lock things.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
There's locks on the doors.
Yeah. That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
Bolivia. It happened in Bolivia. So I feel a little safer because mostly people just send nasty emails to me. And then they send emails to you like, I'm so sorry for you. Why do you have to put up with him? Why would God curse you with this job?
I know. I'm like, well, it's not really. I kind of like it. It's okay. And then like, no, just tell me. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. You can be honest. You can be honest. Those people are what we like to call. Wait, never mind. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Okay.
Because you shouldn't say that.
Radio host was lit on
That's
fire.
That's really upsetting. What were you trying to like make me really sad with that?
I guess.
I have something to raise your spirits.
Okay, good.
I have a list of really fun jobs.
Ooh, see, I like that because I thought her job was really fun. But
yeah.
This 70-year-old radio host would probably beg to differ at this point.
Well, yeah, okay, let me clarify. These are 10 fun jobs that pay well. So.
Oh, okay. So we don't have that. That's for sure. Sweet. Okay, 10 fun jobs that pay well.
Okay, I have a list. Ferrari driver. That's the highest paying job.
My friend lives in Albuquerque. Just purchased a Ferrari.
Okay, that's really
had
expensive.
Had it delivered. I could not believe this. Yeah, yeah. He works in real estate.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. He is amazing.
Okay.
So yeah, he just bought a Ferrari.
No, no big deal. Maybe he's saved for all of his life.
Yeah.
For all of it.
Yeah.
So that's the highest.
That'd be a fun job.
Salary.
To literally just test Ferraris or what?
Well, he's a Ferrari driving instructor.
Ah, okay.
So he's teaching people how to drive Ferraris.
That would make sense. You know who else had a Ferrari?
I'm guessing someone from Magnum P.I.
Yeah, Magnum P.I. had a Ferrari.
Okay.
Yeah, he did. And you know what else he had?
A mustache.
Sweet stash.
Ugh.
It's No Shave November. It's Movember.
Are you taking part?
Oh, yeah. See, different people do different things. No Shave November or Movember. Movember's like for mustaches only. No Shave November is like you just don't shave anything. I kind of want to rock the stash.
Please don't.
I kind of want to.
Can you in like a week?
I kind of may do that tonight for our dinner.
Okay. You
show
better
up
not.
With a mustache.
You.
Hey, everybody.
If you do.
No?
I will not show up. I will not. I will be so embarrassed. I won't be able to look at you.
All right.
I won't. Just so you know.
Fine.
And just so you know, it's No Shave November. You're going to want to be able to kiss your child when he's born.
This is true. I'll just do this. You just pucker your cheeks or your lips a lot.
You can't.
I can't.
Mm-mm.
That hurts.
Yeah. So just letting you know, more on the list, a park ranger.
Park rangers make good money?
Well, not nearly as much as a Ferrari driving instructor.
Yeah.
They make $47,000 a year.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's like what we make.
That's being really generous.
No.
Together.
Together. Yeah,
it's true.
That's what we make collectively.
I'm like, yeah, times two.
Man. Static.
Hey, I think that if Steve-O wants to grow out his sweet man mustache, that he should.
Dude, it's going to happen.
I'm right there with you.
It's going to happen.
I'm right there with you.
It's
especially... that way your baby can be tickled.
See, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Brody will be totally stoked.
Okay, have fun not kissing your wife.
Yeah. Whoa. The wife wants to be tickled, too, with mustache.
No, she doesn't.
She actually talked about this last night. We were at a function, the trunk or treat at our church, and this dude had a huge man beard. And I'm like, that is the greatest beard I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Mike, he had the greatest beard I've ever seen in my life. And I commended him on it. And his wife was like, I know, I love it. And I was like trying to get Chrissy to walk over and talk to that wife. Because I'm like, look, see, there are people in the world that actually enjoy awesome beards.
Unfortunately, it's not her.
No, she said if I would do like conditioning treatments or something to like soften it, that she would be okay with it. But I don't have less time for that. Exactly. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, nobody got time for that.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, yeah, adios, peace. All right.
Love that.
See, this job is pretty fun.
This job is fun.
But more fun and more getting paid more,
yeah.
Video game designer.
Oh. Yeah.
So.
Video game designer would be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, and this one is kind of iffy. Stand-up comedian.
Mm-mm.
They make anywhere from $10,000 to millions.
$10,000?
A year. That's awful. Bad, right?
That's terrible.
Yeah. And an astronaut, which I guess is $100,000 a year. But aren't they not sending people out anymore?
Right. Nobody's going to space anymore. So that's why people are like, hey, come be an astronaut. But not really. You get to do all the fun, cool testing stuff. That's all I ever wanted to do was go down to like NASA and do all the spinny room.
That would be amazing. Yeah. Where there's like no gravity.
So that would be kind of cool.
Yeah. And I don't know how much this person makes, but it's definitely the most fun job.
Okay.
His name is Ruben. He's in San Francisco.
He makes sandwiches.
He makes... No, I get
Ruben,
you to that. No.
That was terrible.
He jumps on mattresses for a living.
Wait, what?
He jumps on mattresses for a living.
That's dumb.
But that's his job.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I guess
if
you're getting paid for it.
Who are you?
Okay. How is that a job?
He says the jumping process isn't easy to do. Too little bouncing in a mattress won't fit into the machine. Apparently, okay, I'm just going to read.
Okay.
I'm going to read it.
Please tell.
Okay. It says, forget what your mom and dad told you about jumping on the bed when you were a little kid. For some, mattress jumping is a very serious business.
Apparently.
Ruben Reynoso, he works at McCroskey, a handmade mattress factory in San Francisco, California.
Okay.
His job is to... is to literally jump on top of 3 mattresses a day.
Okay.
Three mattresses a day. A process that compresses the cotton in a way that machines are incapable of doing. So he jumps on them.
Yeah.
And he gets 3 mattresses done. I gotta go jump on the mattress.
I bet you those mattresses are stupid expensive and it's a ridiculous idea. But you don't understand, honey. A guy jumped on this mattress to make it.
Some of McCroskey's mattresses retail for as much as $2,730.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Some people just have way too much money because they spend them on stupid things like that.
So he has to jump on them a lot because if he doesn't, then they won't fit into the machine for its final sewing.
Wow.
So too much jumping and the cotton becomes too compressed.
These are real jobs.
It's a real job.
Who says the economy's bad when people can still keep jobs like that?
See? I'm just
saying. That is unbelievable to me.
And I don't know how much he makes.
It doesn't matter. He jumps on mattresses
for a living. Yeah.
He makes enough to have a living jumping on mattresses.
I wonder if these mattresses are comfortable because you figure this dude's jumping on them pretty much all day.
Yeah.
Not all day. At least one-third of the day.
Yeah.
That's if he stays up 24 hours a day. But.
What?
How long will it take if we just sleep in it? How long will it take to mess everything up?
You can't mess everything up because then it gets all stitched up and sewn together, and that's why they're incredibly expensive. It's ridiculous to me.
That's lame.
Fun jobs?
That's a fun job.
Yeah.
I think overall, we win because we get to talk about it.
Yeah, there
High
you
five.
Go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Talking fun jobs. What is the funnest job you've ever had? I love our job.
You know what we got to do? And I mean, we would have done it if we didn't work here.
Yeah.
But we got to do it and then talk about it. Vote.
Yeah, we did.
Yesterday.
Aw, yeah. See, that was kind of cool. That's a fun job. Speaking of voting, this woman, Joanna Jenkins... She voted for the first time this year because she felt compelled to vote. It's an important year. People need to get out and vote. Guess how old she is? First time voter.
She's a first time voter.
First time voter.
Anywhere between 18 and 94.
Oh, sorry, not high enough.
What?
She was 108 years old.
Oh my gosh!
Her name's Joanna Jenkins. She wasn't allowed to vote in her younger years because Jim Crow laws. But even after those were abolished and the Voting Rights Act passed, she never voted until this year at the age of 108.
That's amazing.
Got out the vote.
I wonder who she voted for.
Speaking of jobs, that is a job. That is.
Yeah.
It's your job.
It is.
It's your duty.
It's our duty.
Your responsibility. We should talk more about that. Static.
Hey, I work on a computer all day. When I get home, I don't really want to play games or anything like that. Do you think the guy that jumps on the mattresses, when he gets home, his kids are like, Daddy, jump on the bed with us. He's like, I don't know. I've been doing that all day.
Probably.
Amazing.
Probably. It's a good point.
Yeah, that is a good point. So you work on computers all day?
Yeah, I'm sitting in front of a screen all day. I don't want to play games and do that kind of stuff. I want to get outside.
Right. See? Oh, man.
Maybe that's why I'm so tired when I get home, because I have so much fun at work. All I want to do is sleep.
You're the worst.
I know.
I mean, you're the best here, but that's the worst. You're like, honey, let's go. I just want to go to bed.
You know, I've been doing that all day.
I'm just gonna, yeah. I've been having fun all day. I just want to be awful.
You're probably
now.
Right. I am kind of tired. I have to get really motivated in order to want to go out and do something.
Yeah. Because we're out and about, and he's, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Would you say you have a fun job?
Yeah, I get to get on airplanes and go back and forth a lot. But
That's cool.
Love to do
that. I like airplanes.
Airplanes are rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except when, you know, bad things happen. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, except when you're stuck on the East Coast, but that didn't happen to me this time.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Good job,
all right, that's
man.
All I got, guys.
Right on. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700 is his phone number. Speaking of the East Coast, I was talking to a friend who... out there, lots of family out there, and it's getting scary because with all the power outages, mm-hmm. think about this, communication has been down
because their phones are dying
and you can't charge them,
mm-hmm.
and so yeah, be praying for everybody out there.
Yeah,
we have links posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, for the Red Cross if you would like to donate, just different ways you can get involved, because yeah,
I wonder how that's going to affect the voting process.
Good question. See, we early voted.
Mm-hmm.
We early voted.
Well, they can't. They early vote over there too, but they can't because there's no power.
That's good. Good call there.
Just saying.
We got to talk about this, but it's 7:15, so you know we got to take care of something else.
There is construction work. Right lane closed, Wyoming, between Paseo and San Antonio. More construction work. The road is closed. Comanche at San Mateo, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And yeah, talking a little bit about something very, very important.
Indeed.
The voting process. We decided we would go check it out yesterday because people were complaining, you know, early voting versus waiting to the day of. Lines are usually crazy. So we went, we voted early yesterday, you and I.
It took us 4 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for it took you 2 seconds, and it took me 4.
Yeah, we tried a different way. You went the old-fashioned way where, like, an SAT or something, you actually had to fill in the bubbles.
Felt like I was in school again.
So here's the deal. If you're going to go early vote, you should request the super awesome iPad thing that I did.
Yeah. What the heck was that all about?
So the guy that was getting me prepared was apparently awesome, mm-hmm. because he was a big fan of the Yankees, I am not. However...
My last name
is Jeter, so he was like stoked, like freaking out.
I heard.
I was like, wow, wow, I've never had anybody freak out over my last name so much. It was kind of awkwardly awesome.
You're like, hi, thank you.
Yeah. So he was like, hey, man, you want to vote the new way? So
Girl didn't even offer me.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I got the new way. So here's the new way is you get your ballot and they take you over to this little area. They scan in the ballot and then it's like on this little touchscreen iPad. You mm-hmm. just boop, 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 pick your guys. Bink, 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 bink. Or your ladies, depending on who you're voting for.
Mm-hmm.
Then it prints them all out for you. And you go take it to the thing. I still had to like try and insert it boop, at the end.
Yeah, so you know your vote counted.
But okay, realistically, driving over there to the early voting place, actually getting the vote in, filling out all the blanks, taking care of the bonds,
yes.
Driving back took us, what, 18 minutes?
18 minutes to
something like that.
18 or 20.
That's including 18, our 20. Drive time all the way there to vote, driving back.
And it was super easy.
It was way easy.
They just asked for obviously you have to be registered, but they just asked for my address. When I was
so
registered.
Make sure you know your address.
The address you were at when you registered. I've moved since then, so luckily I just knew.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of voting, you know, Republican, Democrat, whatever. Evangelical Christian-led fast food chain Chick-fil-A is now apparently the fourth most popular brand among
Republicans.
Yeah. Good job. But ranks dead last among Democrats, according to an annual index that measures the popularity of brands by party affiliation. Isn't that weird?
That's really
I
weird.
Mean,
because
is it weird? But yeah.
No, you know what? It's weird because it's not hate chicken. Like, as, right. It's right, not right. What people think.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, like, I'm not trying to be biased here. I just think that people are only seeing what they want to
see. What do you think the number one brand among Republicans is? Because that's number four. What do you think number one? Number one brand overall. Okay. It's not food. It's just a brand in general. I'll give you a hint. It's a news channel.
CNN.
What?
I mean,
who
Fox.
Are you?
Okay, Fox. Okay. Fox. Oh. I see, that was a guess. I knew it was either CNN or Fox, yeah. And I couldn't remember which one was the right-sided.
Fox News Channel was number one. Called Alone.
Song is pretty epic. Made me sad too.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
It's gonna be okay.
I just didn't expect it.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Happy Thursday to you.
Happy November 1st.
Wow. It's crazy, right?
This is the month your child is born.
It is. It's wow. Yeah, it's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
It's a realization. This is the month.
You know, it's pretty real.
Like 9 months ago when your wife was like, I'm pregnant. You're like, wow, that means he's due in November. It's
that
November.
Seems so
far away.
Far, far away.
And nope, it's now.
Yeah. I equate it to the first time I saw the Hobbit trailer and was like, December, it's like a year away.
Now it's
we'll
really,
never be here.
Now it's next month.
Now it's next month.
That's crazy.
I know.
Oh man, I'm so excited for the Hobbit. I'm excited
for my child.
Yeah. I'm excited to meet your child.
I think I'm more excited for The Hobbit, though, because that's my favorite book. I can't believe they're finally making it a movie.
Finally. You're such a jerk.
Boo. Ah, fail. Fail. Okay. Speaking of failures.
Okay.
I was reading this article, and according to a new survey, it's one thing that women absolutely hate to do.
Okay.
Take a wild guess.
What is my... What
now,
I,
what do you think? What like, one of the things women hate most? Like, what their least favorite thing in the world?
When you're generalizing it, I don't know because
I know,
I'm...
it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, it has to do with cars.
Oh, just anything with cars. Just anything.
At least you're honest.
Yeah.
You're admitting it.
Yeah, no, I
hate because you guys are terrible
it.
Drivers?
I prefer driving. And not all girls hate stuff about cars.
Actually, according to this survey, 25% of women say that they hate this because they're bad at it. That's just the people that admit that they're bad at it. But least favorite thing? Parallel parking.
Okay. I freaking rock at parallel parking. I teach people how to parallel park.
Really?
And you want to know how I taught myself?
Huh.
Shopping carts.
What?
I was a child, and I remember always wanting to parallel park because I could parallel park shopping carts so well. So, like, you know when you're, like, parking the cart on the side of an aisle because you have to walk down, but there's too many people, and you don't want to squeeze through all those people in shopping carts?
Uh-huh.
So, I got really good. I realized that you had to back up first and then kind of turn.
Wow.
And that's how I realized that's how you parallel park a car. And I'm amazing at it. I'm amazing.
Who are you? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's more than double the percentage of men, by the way, according to the survey. They admit they are worse drivers than men, at least when it comes to parallel parking.
At least, yeah. No.
I would actually say that my wife is way better at parallel parking than I am.
Really?
I hate parallel parking.
It's...
Because I do the, you know, you go up to the car in front, you're like halfway, and then you just start backing in, turn, and then whoop! And then kind of slip into the spot.
That's not right.
Yes, it is.
No, you do this. Here's first car, here's second
this
car. This
would be great for radio.
Yeah,
please.
And then, so,
please show me with props.
So here's the car.
Uh-huh.
A pack of Post-its. That's what I'm using.
Okay.
Okay, and so you're like driving, and you're like, oh, there's a spot. Oh, it's so close together. Why do people got to do this? Why can't they just pull up and complain? After you're done complaining,
uh-huh.
You go up to the car that's going to be in front of you,
uh-huh.
And you pass it. Whoop.
That's what
it.
I said.
Oh, okay.
And then you back in. That's exactly what I said.
Done. How easy was that?
Right. You pull up to the car in front.
But you have to, like, bypass it.
And then, right! And then you turn the wheel and you slide it. Boop!
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I hate it. Because it's like inevitably, I'll be like, am I good on that side? And then we get out and I'm like 3 feet from the curb. I've actually gotten a ticket before.
Oh, no, you have not.
For being more than like 18 inches off the curb or something like that.
I can get this close.
That's ridiculous.
To the curb.
Yeah.
No. I know. How
I got a ticket once. I really did because I was parked too far out off the curb. It's like, are you kidding me?
Parallel parking. You know, it's really nerve-wracking, especially when you're on a busy street, like, or as busy as Albuquerque gets, Central.
Yeah.
And that's where you have to parallel park.
That's where I got my ticket.
It is the worst. People are honking at you to move out of the way, and you're afraid someone's not going to see you and hit you.
There's those weird, like, it was like, out front of Astro Zombies.
Oh, okay.
And so it was on Central, and there was, you know how they have those, like, the median thing bumps out or whatever?
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. So I was trying to get into there with the car, and finally I was like, you know what? I'm done. This is good enough. And then I came out and I was like, oh, I got a ticket because I was like 2 feet off the curb or something.
You're where people drive.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody just kept having to get over into the left lane. I'm like, sorry. I hate parallel parking. It's the worst.
It's
sorry.
Like holding your ticket. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, right? You guys know. You got this. So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. What are some things that we super dislike doing? Things we do regularly. Like my son, brushing his teeth.
He hates it? Really?
Last night he came in and his tooth is hurting him now. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
Dude,
and this is the one that has like a history of crazy cavities.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors are like, how much candy do you feed your kids?
Right. This is the one that when he walks into the dentist's office, the dentist just starts thinking about what he's going to buy his children. Okay, what car am I going to buy my kids now? Yes, this one's here. Makes me crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
And apparently, he hates brushing his teeth.
Yeah, it's like an everyday thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate flossing, but okay. I have to do it.
Anything that, like oral hygiene. I love brushing my teeth. I love flossing.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I grew up, okay, my teeth were jacked as a child. Like, they were bad. I was like a monster. And so I had braces. I had braces and they definitely corrected.
Yeah.
I was that child or I guess I was a high schooler. That person in high school that had the expander that couldn't talk. I was like, hello. My name is Michelle.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Exactly.
It's so good to be here.
It was depressing and I cried a lot.
It's okay.
No.
You won't miss in the morning. Hey guys. How's it going?
If it weren't for those 4 months, I wouldn't be here. Just so you know. It was bad. So it was awful.
Yeah.
4 months with an expander. So that was me. But so I can deal with all that. But what I hate doing, I guess, hygiene wise, is washing my face. I feel like I wear eyeliner. And that's
I don't have that problem.
Okay. And it feels good after I'm done washing my face, but in the process, I'm like, oh, man, eyeliner's everywhere now.
Yeah. Static.
Good morning. It's Mark Wiggins.
Wiggins!
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm in this shopping cart driving down the road. Trying to pull over to the right.
Don't act like that wasn't a good idea.
Well, I was like, oh, if she pulls out a shopping cart to show him how to do it, I'm going to freak out. I hate shaving. Speaking of facial hair, yesterday
there
the other day,
it is.
I hate it. I have 4 days off when I'm not being a firefighter, and I won't shave the whole time unless I have to go somewhere.
Dude,
I hate it.
I can't.
I hate making the bed too.
What's the point of that?
I know. And my
what
wife.
What is the point of that?
You know
what? Well, I love the bed being made. I love a made bed.
Really?
But I hate making it.
Oh, yeah. See.
It takes two people. It's really stressful.
There's no point in making the bed because you're just going to jump back in the very next night.
Well, by the time my wife gets home like at 3:30, so at 3:25, I'm like, okay, I got to make the bed and I got to do the dishes and all kinds of stuff.
You're one
and
of
then
them.
I think, yes, and I think, why didn't I just do this right away so the bed was, because I love a made bed. I have to do it anyway. I should just do it right now, but I never do.
Yeah.
The thing about a made bed is that it makes the room look 10 times cleaner.
For who?
For me, my stressed out self about how dirty the room
feeling.
Is.
A nice organized area feels really nice.
Yeah.
But I hate doing it. Can somebody come organize this for me? Because it makes me feel good.
That's me with shaving. I think it's about a once a month thing where I'll go, you know, I should probably take care of that. And I think it's because I, you know, freshman year in high school, half of my sophomore year, I was at NIMI military school, and we had to shave every day.
I had
like little peach fuzz. I didn't even have like real facial hair, but I would still get yelled at if I didn't shave every day. It was the worst.
I have to use the call my chief. Are you coming by anytime in the next couple days, chief? Yeah. No.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yeah. I'm not shaving tomorrow.
Can't stand it. Can't stand it.
Anyway, that's it for me.
All right, Wiggins.
All right. God bless you guys.
All right. God bless you too, man. Mark Wiggins, everybody. Yeah. Things we have to do regularly that we absolutely hate. Little tasks, chores. What do you think?
I think my husband hates taking out the trash on Tuesdays because it's never.
Oh, is that you guys' trash day?
Tuesday. Yeah, and I'm like, hey, we take out the trash. He goes, yeah. And I don't want to.
I don't understand because they're like little basic things, but that's.
Taking out the trash.
I'm great with that. I'm not so great with the bathroom trashes.
Well, you like just forget about them.
There's the kitchen trash. Yeah. There's the kitchen trash that I'll take out, you know.
Yeah.
For the most part. I take it out. Okay. I take it out mostly regularly.
Of course.
But the bathroom trashes, for some reason, it's because they're by the toilet and you just forget about them. And then all of a sudden, you know, Chrissy's like, hey, bro, I guess you didn't notice the Mount Vesuvius of tissue that is all over the floor. Can you please take care of the bathroom trash. I'm like, well, if you noticed it, maybe you should just.
That's
a man duty.
Yeah. You know what? I feel good when I change out the trashes in the bathrooms.
Yay.
But it'd be nice if Kelly did too.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Apparently we're in complaining mode because we're just asking the simple question. What are some basic things you hate doing? Shaving? Oh, man. Can't take it.
Sounds like just like hygiene so far.
Yeah, hygiene. Like, I know, right?
Gross.
Isn't that sad?
Everybody's gosh, I like, hate that, but
man,
gotta
I
do
hate
it.
That I have to change my underwear every day.
Gross.
It's the worst.
That's nasty.
I hate it. I'm just kidding. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we'll talk more about this. And, of course, your Facebook posts, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Static Radio. Good morning. Just after 8 o'clock now. Welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
It is Thursday. We've been talking about regular daily chores or tasks that we hate.
Mm-hmm.
According to a survey we just read, women fully admit parallel parking, one of their least favorite things in the universe, and they admit that they're bad at it. Except for you.
Some women. I'm not bad at it.
Some women. So according to this new survey, women admit they're worse drivers than men, at least when it comes to parallel parking. 25% of women say that they're terrible at it. That's more than double the percentage of men who say, oh, I'm awesome. I'm so great at this. 28% of women said they've tried parking in a tight spot but gave up and drove away. And again, that's more than double the percentage of men who at least admit it. I feel like women maybe are just admitting it easier. Yeah, I'm terrible at it. Because I hate parallel parking.
Yeah.
Hate it. But, yeah, talking about what we hate that are kind of daily tasks that we do. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going.
It's going well.
So, things we hate to do.
Yes.
So, I got me, my wife, and 4 kids, right? And my wife and I both equally hate doing laundry.
Mm.
Especially folding and matching and mismatching kids' socks.
Dude, you have to match their socks?
Dude, it's a nightmare. Well, they do it now, but
I was going to say, our kids have laundry baskets, and when it's time, it's like, bro, you know what to do.
They definitely fold them, but it's just, there's always laundry. There's never hot laundry.
That's because kids will wear a shirt for 7 minutes and then take it off and think it's dirty.
Why do they do that?
I don't know, man. I don't understand. Our kids have mountains of laundry, and I just don't get how that happens.
My daughter, my oldest daughter, she'll go through like 2 or 3 outfits in a day, and I'm like, oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't.
Right.
I'm like, go pick it out of the hamper, smell it, and hang it back up.
Right. I've been wearing the same jeans since Tuesday. Come on.
Right. When I was a kid, it was always you wear jeans twice.
Yeah.
And everything else you wear once.
Oh, right. See. See, my mom would have loved that if I'd done that. But no, I was that person up until I moved out of the house and realized how much it cost to get laundry soap. I was the person like, I wore it already. I put it on for like 30 minutes. I didn't like it, but now it's dirty.
Right.
And so I was that person.
Yeah.
Oh. At the time, I just want to make my kids shower with their clothes on.
Yeah.
That's right.
So laundry has to be on the
Somewhere. Yeah. Right on, man.
Thanks, guys.
Later. 505-338-3700. I can't even fathom how much laundry has to be done in this household. Joining us in studio, Clay from the Aspen Project. Welcome, my friend.
Hello.
We have a separate house just for laundry.
You know what? I've been over to your house when your wife is like, I'm sorry, I'm doing laundry. I'm like, dang. It's like the living room, but it's all folded neatly.
Wow.
I don't know how she does it. I just buy new stuff.
Okay, in your house of 27, no, not that many, but quite a bit of people. In the household de Clay.
We're at 11.
Wow.
That includes adults.
Yeah.
Well, unless you, that's counting me as an adult.
Right. 11 in your house.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a lot of laundry.
Yeah, and finally our kids are old enough. You know, and I don't have to do laundry. I once washed a few of my wife's sweaters.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Now they're my kids' sweaters?
Yeah. I have sadly done the same thing. I was so bummed because it was like my favorite sweater my wife had, and I destroyed it. So, yeah.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Our pugs now wear them.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So welcome to the show, and of course, with the Aspen Project. Let's talk about this. We have important things going on here this next week. Mitch and myself went out and voted early yesterday. But there's a lot hanging in the balance of this election as we've been reading a bunch of stuff. I was at citizenlinkvoter.com/New Mexico, and it was the different values for each president. And, you know, just going through, you know, okay, who do you want to vote for? This is according to the Family Research Council. You know, taxpayer funding for abortion, government funding for Planned Parenthood, taxpayer funding of embryonic human stem cell research, a lot of stuff, and it's simple. citizenlinkvoter.com/New Mexico. You can find out, but I mean, it's pretty open. Taxpayer funding of abortion, of course, Barack Obama supports, Mitt Romney opposes. Government funding of Planned Parenthood, Barack Obama supports. Mitt Romney opposes. So I think people need to get educated on these things as to, okay, this is who I'm voting for. This is why I'm voting for that person. Do they support what I support? Do they oppose what I oppose? And you guys with the Aspen Project, you're out doing many, many things. As we talk Planned Parenthood, as we talk abortion, you're actually out there on the streets saying, hey.
I was there yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, there's other options. There's other choices. You don't have to make this choice. So let's talk a little bit about that because, man, it's leading up to Election Day.
Well, let's first be clear. Me as a person, I support pro-choice in the sense that we all have the right to choose what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to taking a life,
right,
none of us have the right to cross that line.
Right.
So, you know, yesterday we stood outside Planned Parenthood at 40 Days for Life and just let the public know that, first of all, we love these women.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in a bad situation, we're there to help them. But the choice has already been made. We can't, you know, at what point is it okay to kill a baby?
Right.
At what point, because once we cross that line as a society, you know, it's like this. If we found cells on Mars that were 2 and then became 4 and became 6, no one would dispute that we just found life on Mars.
Hmm. Right.
But now they're saying, well, at what point is it a baby? Well, as soon as conception is the way we believe.
Yeah.
And I think the Bible makes that clear. And there's lines that as Americans, once we cross those lines, it's hard to get our ground back.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about this. There are so many people ready to take a child. Once that gift is growing inside a young lady, that gift, if she chooses not to keep that gift, no matter, you know, I hear all the stories. I was at a party and something terrible happened, and I want to say, you know, we have counseling for that, But the life that grows inside you is still a gift. It's a gift. It's so emotional. Because once that child is born, nobody disputes that we shouldn't take its life.
Right.
If it becomes a burden to society, should we take its life?
Right. Well, here's my thing. We are two short weeks away from Brody being born, my son. this is pretty personal. It gets pretty personal. We got emails every week.
Mm.
Every single week throughout the pregnancy. Hey, week whatever. Your child is now doing this.
Mm.
Your child's ears are now developing. Your child can now hear your voice. Your child is developing its eyes, its limbs, and as we're going through this process of another child right now, every week there was something developing, something growing, something miraculous happening inside my wife. And as we got these emails every week, it was your child.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whoever wrote it, I mean, whatever, WebMD, I can't remember. You know, we just got these weekly update emails, you know, I think from the hospital or something. And it was just updating us on what was happening with our baby, with our child. And nobody ever disputed it. It didn't say with the embryo, with the cells inside of you, you know, hey, your cells are now doing this. No, it was a child. It was a baby. It was alive. And so to try and, I don't know, push that aside because you're not ready, or to try and push that aside because you just don't feel like it, because it'll inconvenience you, because I don't understand, because it's still a child. And so you say pro-choice, you know, I understand what you meant by that. You know, you're not saying that, hey, women, you should go do these things.
Absolutely not. I think the choices are made before you're pregnant.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why we were given free will. We do have choices to make, you know?
And the men are just, listen, men, man up.
Yeah.
You need to be men.
Yeah.
You know, most women that go down and actually have abortions are pressured by either a parent, which surprises me, or the boyfriend or the husband. And a lot of times they'll say that, I'm doing it because otherwise he'll leave me. The same statistics show if you have it or if you don't have it, the same guy. If the guy's flaking on you, say he's going to leave you, dump that bum.
Right.
But, you know, my daughter, Skylar, we actually went in and had an ultrasound, and the doctor says, I'm sorry, but you've lost your child. And she had I forget the exact terms, but he's looking and going, yeah, I hate to tell you that, Clay. I used to go to all of them. But then he goes, hey, wait a minute, that's a heartbeat. And I remember he goes, I don't understand this. This is impossible.
Wasn't it filled with blood? Like the whole womb was filled with blood.
And all you could see is this little flash of a heartbeat, you know, on the ultrasound. And, you know, she's awesome.
Yeah.
She is my compassionate girl. Her name's Skylar Grace, because God gave us the grace to have her. And you don't ever know what God has planned for that child. So, you know, talking to the women and the men who are out there, make the choice. Now, with that being said, if you've ever had an abortion, or you have had your girlfriend or wife go down and have an abortion, God's grace is merciful.
And yeah, man.
23% of women that have had an abortion try to commit suicide. And it just, that's staggering to me. Because obviously it affects you for a lifetime. I want those women and those men to know that God is a God of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that child is truly in heaven.
Absolutely.
So, hey, but make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, if you would like to get plugged in 40 days for life and go down there and just stand, we're not protesting. All we're doing is making people aware that there's alternatives, mm-hmm. and that you can make a difference. Also, vote.
Yeah, I've been reading this this incredible article. Jonathan Falwell, Jerry's son, who was heavily involved in the Reagan administration, and this article, it was five biblical principles for Christians as far as voting goes, And the very first thing in this article said that Christians must be involved in the democratic process of voting. We have to be. But sadly, the statistics say otherwise for us. You know, he says, quote, from Matthew 22:21, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. And he talks about the moral majority. In the 80s, it was huge. Ronald Reagan stepped in. Good old Ronnie.
I miss Ronnie.
I have a Ronald Reagan t-shirt that says old school conservative. I love Ronald Reagan. But he says our nation is in a spiritual turmoil and God's people wonder if America can come back to him. He says he believes that the 1980s spirit remains in the hearts of a large number of people today, although the spirit is again in many ways dormant. This is the polls. Nobody takes this challenge seriously. Providence Forum notes that only 50% of Christians in America are even registered to vote, and less than half of those people actually show up at the polls. Mm-hmm. And so less than 25% of people who proclaim Christ, who say, I'm a Christian, actually even show up to the poll.
You know, God lays out a path before you, and he asks you to do certain things. And it could be witnessing to a neighbor. It could be caring for a child. It could be. But right now, what's laid out before us as Christians is we have some choices to make that are going to impact not only our generation, but the generations to come.
Yep.
And if we stay home, that Christian does not have a right to debate it in church, doesn't have the right to debate it on Facebook. If you don't take the steps to do what you need to do, by not casting a vote, and it reminds me of the starfish story. You know, what different, you know, the kid walking along the seashore and he picks up a starfish and throws it back in, and the old man says, what are you doing? There's hundreds of them. And he says, well, for this one, it makes all the difference in the world. The truth is that if we all stayed home, we wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah.
We have, if I was the only one, if I have to stand alone and vote against the murder of the unborn, then I have an obligation to go and to do that.
Right.
You know, and it's pretty clear when you actually weigh it against, and I've talked to several Christian brothers and sisters about voting and why we're voting for this person and why we're voting for that person. And, you know, if you weigh it against what the Bible says, for me, it's clear. You know, economically, la, 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 la. All that stuff's important, super important,
right.
But I really don't believe that that's going to be the issues. I truly believe that God's hand or God's favor, it says in the Bible that I knew that you have turned your face away from me, says the Lord, because you did not care for the widows and the orphans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for me, that would also be the unborn. So, you know, God's hand, we're in a crossroad as America. In God's hand, I can imagine him saying to us as America, I know you have turned your face on me because you don't protect the innocent, those that are helpless, those who are needy.
We have to be involved. As I said, Mitch and myself, we went yesterday. We voted early. It took all of 12 minutes. I mean, that drive time getting there, it was like 16 or 18 minutes, something like that, to drive there to vote and drive back to work. It took no time. You could take a 15-minute lunch break, you know, or like just a random break at work and take care of it.
If it took hours, do your obligation.
Yeah.
It's one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you can't sacrifice a day,
yeah,
let alone, truthfully, a half hour, no.
I'm telling you, man.
Don't get me started.
Yeah. We need to be involved as Christians in the democratic process of voting, one. And we also need to be praying for the government. 1 Timothy 2:1-3 says, therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. We need to be praying for our quote-unquote kings, for the authorities placed above us. And so as the election draws near, man, it's this Tuesday, we are going to get out and vote, hopefully. People actually show up to the polls, because I know you're right. Most people have that attitude that, what's my vote going to do? It's not going to make a difference. It doesn't matter.
At least you have casted your vote.
Yeah.
You know, my kids, though, let me just say this. Once the election's over and whoever wins,
yeah,
in my house, in the house, as adults, we can have intelligent conversations about who the president is or his lack of policies or his policies.
Right.
But my kids are not allowed to talk bad about
high five
the president.
Same with the Jeter household. Because Romans 13 clearly talks about that, that nobody is placed in authority except by God, and that we need to respect those authorities. We need to pray for those authorities. And once that person becomes president, whoever it is, we have to respect that. Now, of course, if they're doing something that goes against the laws of God,
then I'm moving to Texas because we can recede from the union.
But really, I mean,
I know.
Yeah, we have to. There's so much at stake. So make sure you are educated. CitizenLinkVoter.com/New Mexico is a great resource that will help you if you're undecided, if you don't know who to vote for. There's some great apps as well.
Is that posted on your Facebook?
No, I can post that.
I would post that because I'm going to copy it over.
Yeah, the confronted, this is a big word. Anyways, there's some apps made available that say non-partisan voting guides for Catholics and Christians. It's a voting guide by Little Eye Apps LLC. It was created to help users cast a responsible vote using a well-formed, conscience-based on moral principles. So here's the thing. I found a website. And it says, all right, it just asks you a slew of questions. Where do you stand on this? Where do you believe this? Where do you da-da-da, you know, and it was like answered. It was a lot of questions, and you can get pretty in-depth on them. And at the end of it, it says, cool, you lined up 99.8% with this guy. So,
well, that's really
all right.
Cool.
And so it'll help you because it doesn't tell you ahead of time, you know, okay, Obama believes this, Romney believes this, Obama believes this, Romney believes this. It'll just go through and ask you some questions about life. And what you believe. All right. Where do you stand with this? What do you believe about this? Hey, here's a scenario. And they give you some scenarios. You answer the questions. And sure enough, oh, wow. Okay. I lined up 90. How is that possible? Okay. Here are their policies. And it's a nonpartisan. You know, nobody's trying to sway you one way or the other. But there's apps. There's resources. Be informed about what's going on around you. Early voting locations. You can go to burnco.gov. And that'll tell you where you can vote early. Get involved. You got to vote.
Bring your coworkers if they agree with you.
Hey, I did. I did.
Hey,
boom.
Me too. I guess I did too.
Yeah, you got to encourage other Christians around you.
Yeah.
As a Christian voice, we need to be loud and be heard.
Right.
And when things happen, this is what I would encourage everyone to do. Once a month, pick a project that you can come alongside and stand for the Christian faith. And
absolutely.
And it's once a month. Make that a commitment.
Yeah,
you know,
what? We're actually going to be doing that on the morning show this Tuesday, Election Day. We are going to be talking about pretty much, I'm sure it's going to take over, but none against stuff. What are you for? We're going to take a stand for what we are for. What are you for? So be prepared this Tuesday. It's going to be a
start writing
show.
It down.
Yeah, start writing it down. Start getting ready. So, all right. Clay Schroff, Aspen Project.
Very cool. Check us out. We do have an Aspen child for the week.
Okay.
It'll be on our Facebook. Please like us. Let us know that you're listening.
Yeah.
We'll keep you informed. We got some pretty cool stuff coming up. We're going to be doing some church challenges. We're going to do some crazy, crazy stuff.
Nice.
So thank you for the platform again.
Yeah, man.
You guys have an entire force out there. That just makes a difference in this country.
I hope so,
especially here in the city. Let's just make our voices known. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely, and let people know what we stand for, not what we stand against, but what we stand for. I think a lot of times all people hear is the negativity and the. I'm so tired of these stupid commercials where it's like Obama hates babies or Mitt Romney opposes Koreans. You're like, what is that? Yeah. You know, you're like, I don't even know what that means.
So obscure, I didn't know.
Yeah, and so it's like, you know what I mean? It's like these most random, and it's, he hates this. You know, Mitt Romney despises chocolate. Like,
this is a radical radio station. Radical radio station? It is. You guys are like freaks, and I love that. And as I meet people who listen to M88, they are love.
Yeah.
They're radical about the love. I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, you got an army.
Yeah. I hope they get out and vote.
They will.
That's my prayer.
Yes.
So, thank you, Clay.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We always post a link and, you know, all that fun stuff. So make sure you get there. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to rock some Switchfoot for you right now. Feel free. Phone lines are open. Chime in. on pretty much anything we've talked about this
pretty
morning.
Pretty much.
It's open forum right now.
Yes.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. House of Heroes right there, a song called Remember the Empire.
We do.
And we do.
We remember it.
How can we forget the Empire? Are you kidding me? They're making
I'm sorry I said anything.
They're making a comeback, thanks to Disney.
I'm sorry I said anything about Empire.
Which is funny, because that song has nothing to do with Star Wars, but does have something to do with the Hunger Games, as we found out on Tuesday.
Yes. Huh?
Yeah.
As we found out on Tuesday. Yes.
We had Colin on the show for New Music Tuesday this last week, premiering the brand new House of Heroes. If you missed it, check out our podcast.
MyStaticRadio.com.
That's
slash
right.
Mornings.
Good job.
Slash mornings.
I forgot. Sorry. Low five.
Means you fail. No.
Yes. Hey, you want to play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, but what's this? Somebody's already calling and they don't even know?
They don't even know. Let's see.
They don't even know. You don't even know.
Static.
Yo, are you guys still talking about voting?
Sure.
I had a question about what is our biblical responsibility to vote? And moreover, is it our responsibility to legislate morality?
Well, no, you can't legislate morality, because no matter how many rules you set over people, if their hearts are corrupt, they're not going to go with it anyways.
Right.
That's why, first and foremost, our job is to love the outsider, to always be gracious, season with salt, tell them the truth of God's word. But you can't, quote unquote, legislate morality. But the problem with that is people will say, you know what, you can't legislate morality, so why do we need to be involved? We still have to be involved in the democratic process, because we can make a difference. If there are things that are happening that are inherently evil, and we can be a part of changing that, we have a duty and a responsibility. As Christ said, we are to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. We live in the United States of America, where there is this process of being a part of this nation. And we don't have to just walk away and hide and say, I'm part of a bigger kingdom. I'm not a part of this world, so I'm just going to go ahead and let it fall to crap. No, we have an obligation to stand and say, okay, check it out, bro. Here's what I believe. Here's what I'm going to stand for, and vote according to that. Because whereas we can't legislate morality, we still do have a responsibility to do something about it. You know what I mean? Hey, if somebody's got a corrupt heart and they're like, I'm a murderer, we still would take a stand against that person and say,
right,
hey, that's not right. And that's why there are still laws that say, hey, you can't kill that dude. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we should definitely take a stand for it on a personal level. On a national voting level, I can't see it right now.
So let me ask you this. Let's say that murder wasn't outlawed and there, it went to a national vote. Would you get involved in the democratic process?
Oh, that's a good question. Honestly, right now, I don't know. I feel like abortion's kind of that right now. So
exactly. And that's my point. That's absolutely the point, is this. Hey, check it out. If there was a law that you didn't agree with, would you get involved in it? And we could take that across the board. Mm-hmm. If stealing and looting, which is going on right now on the East Coast because of Hurricane Sandy, if that wasn't illegal, and we, of course, say, hey, you can't steal stuff, would you get involved in the democratic process to try and make a change in our nation? And I believe we would. I would hope so.
Right.
I don't know if the Democratic... I think too many people put their focus on that instead of focus on the people's hearts.
No, I agree 150%. That's why I said, you know, that's first and foremost, we have an obligation to speak the truth of God's word. But that doesn't mean that, you know, oh, well, because this is happening, we're not going to deal with that. Because if we were honest about that, things are happening all over the world that are disgusting. You go to the Voice of the Martyrs and you start reading some stories about people who are taking a stand for Jesus in other nations where there aren't laws.
Yeah.
Or there are laws against proclaiming the truth of God's word, and talk about trying to get involved in that democratic process. I believe that more Christians would be involved. But right now it's like, oh, well, whatever. It's no big deal to me. I only live in this nation. It's falling apart. It's going to hell, but, you know, whatever. I'm cool with that because it doesn't affect my sphere of influence or the seven people in my youth group. And I think there's a problem with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not apathetic towards it. I want that to be out there.
Right, right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Dude, this is Tyler from Iraq.
Hey! And you're out there doing stuff, man. You went out to Iraq and you were involved in heart surgeries.
Yeah, man, it was awesome.
Literally changing hearts. So.
Literally changing hearts. That's what I love to do.
Which is absolutely incredible.
Right on, man.
Right on,
we'll
man.
Talk to you later.
All right, cool.
Bye.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We're kind of all over the place.
We are.
We were having fun a little earlier talking about things that we hate to do, which maybe voting's on that list. A lot of people don't get out there.
It was fun when I was there, but leading up to that point, I was like, oh, no, I got to go.
That's why you grab a friend. That's why I grabbed you and said, okay, we're going to talk about this on the morning show. Why don't we just go vote right now?
Yeah.
We'll vote early. That way we can talk about it, the experience. And we did. It was painless. It took us all of, 4 minutes once we got there.
And it felt good.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be driven by emotions, but I was like, hey, dang, that was cool.
Yeah, we did our part.
Yeah.
There it is. My vote counted. Booyah. Thank you. High five. Peace out.
That was cool.
That was good.
I voted.
And there was no line because everybody's like, man, whatever, I'll just wait. And then election day comes. There's a line a mile long. And then people show up and they go, nah, screw it. Never mind. And then they leave.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm. And so right now, early voting going on.
No line.
No line. There was literally nobody there.
We walked in and got our ballot within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then voted and then peaced out.
Yeah. And so take care of it now. And you don't have to take care of it later. And I know people are like, well, I don't know if I trust early voting. It's all uniform now.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. It's the same exact way. There's the same machines. It doesn't matter if you go today or election day. It's going to happen the exact same way, except election day, there's probably... And I hope there's going to be long lines. I hope people show up this year.
And I hope they stick around and actually vote.
Absolutely. Static.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you guys about the whole voting thing.
Yeah,
it's hard for me to figure out, what is right and what is wrong. Mostly because, it's kind of like the lesser of two evils at this point. And, I know it's strictly about voting, according to the Bible. That's really where my heart should be. And the hearts of the Christians in our nation should be about, what does God say about it? But then when you're looking at it and you're like, well, that some of it's like, okay, yeah, I can agree with that. And then a lot of it is like, I don't think God calls me to vote like that. So it's like, I can't definitely pick like a Democrat or Republican party,
Okay. And that's, does that mean you're just, I'm not going to vote then?
No, I know I need to vote, but it's like it's messing with my mind. I don't know. Do you guys have any advice as to how I can kind of, not be so worried about it, I guess?
You know what? You're just going to have to pray about it. And there's like I was saying, there's a ton of resources as far as what you believe. Because as a Christian, I believe there is a line and this is it. Mm-hmm. I took this survey online, I answered all the questions and it wasn't even a Christian website. It was just, where do you stand on this? What about this? How do you feel about this? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just abortion. It wasn't just same-sex marriage. It was a slew of things. It was the economy. It was foreign policy. It was a lot of issues. And when it came out, I was 99.8% in line with one person.
Yeah.
And so I said, right on, man. And then I looked over the issues and, okay, this is how. So that's how I'm choosing to vote. One of the great points in this article that I was reading says that Christians need to elect to office those candidates who will uphold and mirror their personal lives, biblical righteousness, and values. And so what do you believe? Why do you believe that? And who most adheres to that thing? Because here's the thing. We're not electing a pope.
Mm-mm.
We're not electing a pastor. Right. So I know a lot of people are like, well, okay, Barack Obama says he's a Christian. Mitt Romney says he's Mormon. I don't know what to do because both of them say they're quote-unquote Christians. So what does that mean? Because as a Christian, how am I going to vote? Well, you got to go according to different policies. You got to look at where they stand on certain issues. And if that's something that you hold dear and that's something that you value, you got to go with it.
Because I think I have a hard time looking at, like, I want to vote like a certain moral personality the person is rather than the things that they're doing. You know, it's just, I don't know, maybe I'm just looking at it so deep that it's messing with my mind.
Yeah, we're not electing a pastor, you know what I'm saying? And so you've got to go with who adheres more closely to your personal biblical values. Like, who is that person? And are they going to screw up? Yeah, we're all fallen. We all make mistakes. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I promise you, no matter who is elected, they're going to totally blow it in some way or another because we're all human beings.
Right.
So we're not electing a pastor, but we are electing somebody who is going to lead this nation. We are electing a commander-in-chief, and therefore we need to find out, okay, who lines up with my personal biblical values more? Who stands for the things that I stand for? And so Proverbs 14 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So if righteousness exalts or elevates a nation, and sin brings down a nation, then we should probably go with who we believe is going to stand for righteousness' sake more closely. All right, if I'm going to elect this person that's going to stand for what I believe, who's that going to be? Because when we look at our nation, we have to support the candidate whether it's family, like a biblical family structure, the sanctity of human life, the biblical work ethic, personal lifestyle character, equal respect and opportunity for others. You can go to 1 Corinthians 13, Ephesians 4, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, Psalm 139 verse 13 through 16. Just imagine how our nation would look if we actually had leaders in place who would embrace these principles in our lives and in their leadership. It would be... We can put everything upside down. Right, exactly. And so I think we have, as you know, one of the callers earlier said, why should I care? Why should I get involved? Because for me, I believe this. That's why. I mean, if we want this nation that we still do live in while we are here on earth to be exalted, then we have to vote for righteousness' sake, you know?
Right, yeah. And, you know, I'm a strong believer in the fact that, you know, whoever I vote into office is going to directly affect how I live my life. You know, I mean, there's just little things that come down to, like, you know, gas prices and taxes and, you know, whether or not when I lose my job, if I'm able to get on, you know, unemployment or just, you know, little, what is little in the eyes of a president is huge in the lives of the people that live on a day-to-day basis that make this country run.
Right. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a great day. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, to the previous young Christian caller who was seemingly anxious about the election, I just throw one overarching piece of advice here is, remember, your God is sovereign.
Right.
Mm-hmm. God is bigger than any person, any nation. You know, our God is in control of all of this.
Right.
And not one hair falls from our head without our Savior knowing for it, accounting for it, and writing that at the beginning of time for us to know that that's how it's going to go according to His will.
So, good words, man.
You know,
yeah.
Just relax. Do your advice was wonderful. Voting and how to work through voting and politics. But at the end of the day, if your candidate isn't there, don't worry about it.
Exactly. And that, right. I think that goes in line with Romans 13. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. And so you're right, man. Get out there. Vote. If your dude doesn't win, you know, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen, right guys.
Thanks, man. We got a great email.
Yeah.
As we talk about how hard it is for us to vote. It took us 12 minutes.
For us, yeah. Right.
Right.
We got an email from Bawa Tiba. He is in Vienna, Austria.
Right.
Austria. And he sent us an email. He said, hey guys, some monumental days ahead, huh? I sent in my absentee ballot via
airmail.
Wow.
Most expensive voting experience I have ever had, but well worth it. I am participating in a meeting this week that has participants from some 15 different countries, and there's a great interest in the election. I've had several people ask me about it and what I think will happen. My standard answer is that it will be very, very close.
And according to, you know, wherever you look, whatever news station you look at, both people say, very close. Ooh, Mitt Romney by a point. Ooh, Barack Obama by a point.
Yeah.
And so there's, I think, 1% undecided is what it's down to. So
yeah.
It's very, very close.
Yeah, he says, I agree that every citizen should vote, and it is our duty as Christians to be involved in the civil processes of our country, but also to pray for our elected officials. God has put them there, as you just said, out of Romans. It is interesting that in the fledgling democracies of the world, the participation rates are sky high because these people have never had that say in their government and about who will be their rulers. In the U.S., we have lost sight of the privilege it is to be able to peacefully elect our leaders.
Yeah, as we said in that last article, less than 25% of people who call themselves Christians actually get out to the polls and vote, and less than 50% of people who say they are Christian are even registered to vote. So, Static.
Hi there, it's Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Good morning. Hey, I agree with everything that you were all just saying. I was just going to hit on all of that. You know, I don't like the Republicans or Democrats or anything. We're Americans, first and foremost.
Right.
That's my deal.
I would say Christians first and foremost.
No, we're Americans, Christians. Right. As Americans, we're just, we're Christian Americans, exactly. Our forefathers, you know, the First Amendment, it was all about freedom of religion. You know, the whole thing was founded on, our freedoms.
Right.
And so, yeah, we do need to get out and vote and do all this. But I have the American thing, that's what I want to say. I don't like parties.
Yeah.
That really bothers me. That's why we're so split.
Right.
That really bugs me.
And it changes. It's amazing because it changes if you look back to, yeah, exactly. Back in, my grandfather, I'd say, would have voted Democrat,
right?
Because the party's kind of flipped there, at the time. And so, looking back to say JFK, Democrat, you look at what they stood for. The parties have kind of flipped, so you can't even say like, "Well, I grew up a Republican." Well, no, not really, actually, because if you're taking a look at where Ronald Reagan started, you know what I mean. So, yeah, you're right. That's why you can't just pick a party and say, hey, I have a very dear friend of mine who's registered Democrat.
It's so crazy.
Which is crazy. But this year, she actually voted differently.
Hmm.
I'm not going to say who, but, and so you just have to vote according to biblical values and not necessarily to one party and say, hey, I'm going to go for this party. It just so happens that right now, for me, one party is closer to my personal biblical values and beliefs than say another party, but I wouldn't stand up there and wear a t-shirt that says I'm this because man, you got to be this if you're a Christian because that's stupid.
Yeah.
So
what was that survey website that you took? I want to take that because I'm looking for more of the local stuff too.
Yeah, we can post
a
link.
We don't have new information for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I will post a link right now. CitizenLinkVoter.com/New Mexico. That is for the Family Research Council, and that's for the support and oppose. That's a simple straight up. You can also go to ivotevalues.org, and that's more of those, hey, what are your values? What do you stand for? What are you against? Whether it's abortion, Planned Parenthood, stem cell research, same-sex marriage, state amendments, just different things.
And well, in the military, too. I got a son in the Marines. I work at the VA. I'm like, all our stuff is a government. Like, I'm torn on all the issues.
Right, right.
All of it.
There's a lot on there. The appointment of conservative justices, government control of healthcare, religious liberties. It talks about all of that, and it goes very in depth so that you can be educated so you can say, okay, cool. I was interested to see where I was going to line up. I had my ideas, but I couldn't believe how closely once it happened because I've been the same guy that's like, well, it's kind of the lesser of two evils. I kind of don't super love either. But then when I started actually getting involved and educated and understood it, it was like, I'm 99.8% lined up with this dude. That's unreal to me. So it's crazy. And the cool thing is all of these are nonpartisan. Therefore, it's not going to try and sway you one way or the other. It's not going to,
This isn't done by the, you know, the Republican National Committee or, you know. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't want any of that.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. Like I said, we're, you know, Christian Americans. I like that. I want to add that to it. Funniest thing, I have to add this. Yesterday, Halloween, went to the grocery store. There's a guy dressed up like Uncle Sam. Great big, you know, red, white, and blue cap. You know, of course, he has the person he wants out, but it was, you know, hilarious. He's like, people hate me, people love me. He's like, he's getting booed, he's getting yays. He's
wow.
He has a big old beard and everything, big white beard, hilarious.
Oh, man.
Right on.
Uncle Sam, it was hilarious. Anyway, just wanted you to know that. It
all right. Funny. There you go. Thanks for
thank
the call.
You.
All right. Bye. So Tuesday, November 6th, the election coming up. I got a quote from Billy Graham.
Okay.
Who wrote this? He said, "The legacy we leave behind for our children, grandchildren, and this great nation is crucial. As I approach my 94th birthday, I realize this election could be my last. Mm. I believe it is vitally important that we cast our ballots for candidates who base their decisions on biblical principles and support the nation of Israel. I urge you to vote for those who protect the sanctity of life and support the biblical definition of marriage between a man and a woman. Vote for biblical values this November 6th and pray with me that America will remain one nation under God." Billy Graham wrote that up. And so we're going to talk more about it, I'm sure, because it's this Tuesday and we went out and voted yesterday.
We did.
So now we get to complain about everything because we took part in it. And
unless
either
it goes
our guy
way.
Wins. Yeah, either our guy wins or he doesn't. Then we get to complain about it because we're like, dude, we did our part.
Remember when I voted? Yeah.
Come on. Where are you people at? So got to take a quick break. Coming right back. We got the daylights for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
Ah, yes. 9:04. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Good morning.
Gearing up for Election Day this Tuesday. Be prepared, people. We have a list of resources that we put online. We got a few people calling in asking about, you know, Where they side.
Yes.
And a great resource called isidewith.com. That's what I did.
You'll take the
I took the survey. Let me say, it can take you as little as 5-10 minutes to do the survey,
mm-hmm.
or upwards of an hour, which it took me. Because you can go, when you go to the
read
questions,
slowly,
just know, no, there's underlying questions that
uh-huh.
if you would like to go deeper, it says, hey, would you like to get in depth on this? So then they give you scenarios. Then you give you the ideas. I went pretty far down the rabbit hole because I wanted to know, okay, well, let's talk about these scenarios. Let's talk about, okay, what if this, if that, do you believe this or this? Or would you like to see more options? If you go more options, it'll put them in depth. And that way you can really begin to see, okay, this is who I side with.
And you went in depth with all of them?
Yeah, man. There it is.
Cool.
So
now you have the truth.
Well,
you know the truth.
I mean, at least I just know where I side.
Right, right.
So isidewith.com. We posted it to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I was like shocked.
You were shocked with how much you sided with this
person.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. So, and the cool thing is, as I said, it's nonpartisan. So nobody's going to try and trick you into voting one way or the other. But the point is to get involved in the democratic process.
Mm-hmm.
As we were reading that article, it's unbelievable that less than 50% of Christians are even registered to vote, and less than half of that shows up to the polls. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We asked on Facebook, did you vote? Have you voted yet? Are you going to? Why or why not? Have some comments.
Yeah.
So, and they also we posted up, as you just said, all those other links. Amy says, not yet. She's going to because she got her absentee ballot, or she
nice.
Just needs to get her absentee ballot.
I like Ian and what he said. I voted. It was a tough decision, but a right that we need to exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need.
Yeah.
It's true. Josh says, I voted because we need better leadership in this country. Ooh. I also have to realize that God is in control, not man.
Right.
So remember that as you're voting. The person you vote for might not win.
Yeah, and Sarah said she was going this afternoon and wanted a link for some of the apps and sites that I was referring to, and we posted them all.
Yes, all of them.
All of them, including one to just, you know, prepare you to vote.
Just,
I can't believe you really posted that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think it's pretty vital.
Get there,
vital.
Check out the resources. Vital, vital voting resources.
Just, you know, get you ready.
At least a couple of them are.
Yeah.
Isidewith.com is a great website that I just went there, did the, you know, did the ballot or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
and went through all the questions, the survey, if you will. It's interesting.
Yeah, Jeannie said, I don't see why people have such a hard time deciding. Vote your conscience and values. And, you know, I kind of feel the same.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to take that survey. I haven't taken that survey yet, and I want to see how much I sided with the person I voted for.
I think once you're educated, it becomes a lot easier. I was that guy that whatever. Okay. Here's what I know about the last 4 years. Okay. Because
this is
guy.
What's happened.
All right. Or this other guy that I don't know.
Right.
And I was kind of whatever. And then I actually started researching, and I went to a few of these different sites that are nonpartisan and said, okay, this is what I believe. This is where, oh, wow. Oh, okay, wow. And you're right. Once that happened, it was
easy.
Like no contest. This is who I'm voting for. I could say without a doubt that I believe this person is closer aligned with what I believe personally, my biblical values. This is what I care about. This is what this person cares about. Right on. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And so you just got to educate yourself.
Yeah.
These surveys are short.
Yeah. And okay. I think this election is a lot easier to choose because last election, 4 years ago, I think there were high emotions.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of talk and people just wanted to choose the cool person. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
And so I think this year.
Oh, that's what happens.
This voting time.
It's not the first time that's happened.
Right. This is the first time.
I think of Bill Clinton when I was a kid, that was before I could vote. Bill Clinton on the Arsenio Hall show playing the saxophone. That guy's cool.
Oh, I want to vote for him. He's cool.
Wait, what? President Obama just posted a beer making recipe on his Twitter.
That's so cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sadly, that's cool. A lot of people say, right on.
Yeah.
I could totally have a beer with that guy. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not voting for like a bro to go have beers with.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Somebody to run our country.
Is he cool? Heck yeah, he seems cool.
Like,
does that mean anything? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
we're voting in a commander-in-chief, not your beer buddy.
Right.
So, anyways.
So.
As long as you're educated and informed, vote however you want to vote.
Because that's your right.
That is your right.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote however you want as long as you get out there and exercise that right to vote.
Yeah.
So
let's see. Eric says that he hasn't voted yet, but he's going to. I believe that there is far too much possibility of my ballot being lost, tossed, or manipulated if I vote early. I eagerly await the 6th.
You know, a lot of people have said that, which is why we went early, because people were fearful and said, you know what? No, there's no way the ballot's going to be. They've changed everything.
Yeah, it's not something that you just put in a stack.
No, early voting now is voting. You go there, they give you the ballot,
fill
it out. It's the same, you know, the same type places that you would go on election day, and then they put it in the same exact machine that tallies your vote. It just happens early now.
Yeah.
You actually put it in the machine yourself.
You see the clicker go up one.
And it tallies your vote and it's done. And so it's not one of those things like back in the day where, you know, people were just kind of putting them in stacks and things were getting lost. These are actually the same voting machines that will be used on election day, tallying the vote early. So I encourage everybody, get out and vote. And if you have time, go early, bro, because there was no line. And as I said, our votes are tallied electronically now, so they're taken care of. There's no way they can misplace it.
There will be no Florida recounts.
Right, at least in New Mexico, because they're doing it well. They're doing it well here, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
So get out there. We put a lot of resources on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Thrice Anthology, Static Radio. You know, they actually just released a new record Tuesday.
They did.
Which
it's weird.
Live double disc, 20 jams. Which I'm sure we're going to have to do that as cover to cover.
Yeah.
We got it.
We will. There's no way that we can get by without not doing that.
Yeah. Oddly enough, it's called Anthology.
Hmm.
So live performance from Thrice, and I'm really excited to hear it. I'm waiting till the show's over.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to go in my office and jam it for 2 hours.
Sounds good.
Probably
not. It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, no, I wish. So, hey, we've been talking all morning about the importance of voting, not only for the election, but some voting going on right now. Most annoying hand gesture in the world.
I don't know what that is.
Hand gestures? Watch. Just waved. That's a hand gesture.
Yeah.
All right. So here it is. The most annoying hand gesture in the world. 505-338-3700. If you can call in and correctly guess what that is, we're going to give you a pair of tickets. You can try and guess. And whoever's on the phone. Nope.
Is it this one?
Nope.
Is it this one?
Nope.
I don't know.
Not even close.
Okay.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We have a pair of tickets to the Unashamed Tour 2012 featuring KB, Tadashi, Lecrae, Trip Lee, Pro, Thistle, Andy Mineo. It's crazy.
I know. There's a lot of people.
So it's going on tonight at Kiva Auditorium. Details, rushconcerts.com. If you would like to score a pair of tickets for free, all you got to do is give us a call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. You're trying to cheat?
I want
to
know.
Of course you want to know.
I've guessed so many of them.
There's actually two that are tied for the most annoying hand gestures. And, yeah. Yeah.
Most annoying hand gesture.
Yeah.
Somebody has done a study on this.
Yep.
What is the most annoying hand gesture?
And people voted. Which is hilarious because that means people can get out and vote for a most annoying hand gesture, but nobody wants to get out and vote for reals. For realsies.
I know.
Static.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Is it the finger that's poking you in the chest?
No.
Oh.
That's okay, a good one, though. That's a good one. 505-338-3700. If you can correctly guess, what was not voted the most annoying hand gesture?
This is stressing me out.
There's two, actually.
Okay.
There's two. So if you can identify either one. Two tied for first place with 25% of the vote. If you guess it, whoever's next caller.
Oh, my gosh.
When
okay.
you vote, when you guess,
so
I'll
it's
give
like,
them the tickets.
Okay, hand gesture.
You can keep trying.
Waving.
You said peace sign.
Peace.
That's not it. The thumbs up only got 6% of the vote.
Wow. Okay.
And the okay hand symbol finished fifth with 4% of the vote. Yeah.
I can't.
I'm shocked. Static.
Good morning. So is it the most annoying hand gesture... talk to the hand?
Nope. That's a good one, though.
That is a really good one.
That
it's
is
not
a really
it,
good one. Keep trying. 505-338-3700. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see Lecrae tonight. What? High five? That's not it? I'll tell you this. It was barely beat out because it tied 25% of the vote.
Okay.
Two things tied at 25% of the vote. Just underneath that, air quotes, 22% of the vote. So air quotes was not the most annoying hand gesture in the world. What is that?
Is it like parentheses? Air
no,
quotes,
that's
parentheses.
Air quotes.
Like when you're like parentheses.
No, yeah, no. That would be the same thing.
Okay.
Static.
Good morning. So using your fingers to make air quotes?
Nope. That came in second place. That's a really good vote or a really good guess though. Getting warmer. All right. All you got to do, call in right now. 505-338-3700. What is the most annoying hand gesture people use today? In a new poll, two things tied. What? Shaking hands?
Yeah.
Why would that be? No.
Doesn't really
Absolutely
happen.
Not. You can keep guessing. Got another caller. Static.
This is Static. Hi.
Hi.
Is this the tiny violin?
It is not the tiny violin. There are a lot of annoying hand gestures.
There really are.
Wow. Good guess, though. Good guess. 505-338-3700. The most annoying hand gesture as voted by the people.
What?
If you can guess
Have
it.
Have you ever done this?
We're going to score a pair of tickets. Ever in my life? Yes.
Recently.
Yes. To you. Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
No.
Two tied for first place. One of them on that list. I have done to you on the air recently. Static.
Good morning. Okay. Inverted commas?
Nope.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No inverted commas.
What have you done to me?
I don't know.
Annoying
hand gesture.
The most annoying hand gesture.
Yeah. Two are tied for first place. All you got to do is guess it correctly. I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to Lecrae. Static.
Okay. Hi, is it thumbs up?
It is not thumbs up. Thumbs up actually only got 6% of the vote. So
okay,
they finished,
thanks.
Yeah, finished fourth place in the voting. 505-338-3700. The okay hand symbol finished fifth.
It's not like when you're giving a high
air
five
quotes.
You're like, snail.
Air quotes came in third. Nope. And then these two tied for first place. Static.
Hey, this is Bryn.
Hello. Bryn.
Is it the Z snap?
The Z snap. that should win.
That definitely should.
That's awful.
I know, right? That's so
that
obnoxious.
Is awful. But no, it is not. There are way too many hand gestures. Static.
Hey, guys. Hey, is it the finger to the mouth to tell people to shut up?
There it is!
Oh, you did do
number
that.
Number one. Shh.
Oh. Yeah. Stop it.
Finger to somebody's lips and giving them the shh came in first place. What's your name?
Anthony.
Anthony, hang on the line, man. Hang on the line. There's another one. We got two pair of tickets. So how about this? The other person, if somebody can guess the other thing that tied with.
They get it.
They'll get the other pair of tickets.
I said that. Are you kidding me?
No, you did not.
I said that.
No, you did not.
I said that.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. You were not listening to me.
Because you just read the paper.
You were not listening to me.
Oh, man, fired. Static.
Is it the pinky and the thumb? Call me.
No, but that's really annoying as well.
So annoying.
So very annoying. You did not say that.
I said that off air.
Oh, off air doesn't count?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was still guessing.
I'll tell you what. I'll give a hint. It's been part of two shows. Not one, but two shows. When I was a kid, it was wicked popular on a show.
Show me your...
Yeah. And then it became a huge dance during the first season of Jersey Shore. I said too much. Static.
Hey, it's No Name.
Hey, No Name.
I hope you win.
I do hope you win.
What are we going for?
We're going for a pair of tickets to see Lecrae tonight at the Kiva Auditorium.
Oh, right on.
Most annoying hand gesture.
Most annoying hand gesture. I'll give you a hint. Arsenio Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
No, woof, woof, woof.
Ah, there it is. The fist pumping. Yes.
Oh, man. I was going for the double finger snap pointing the guns at you.
Hey. Right hey. On. All right. Yeah. Yes. Hang on the line, No Name.
All right.
All right. Well, there you go.
Oh, man.
Tickets are gone.
They are gone.
Tickets are gone. Unashamed Tour 2012 going down tonight. Kiva Auditorium with Lecrae, Trip Lee, Tadashi, KB, Andy Mineo,
Thistle,
Pro, Propaganda, right?
Propaganda.
Dang.
You can call him Pro. That's a long name.
There's a lot of dudes. I keep saying,
yeah.
Pro's going to be there.
Pro's going to be there.
7 o'clock, Kiva Auditorium. Details, rushconcerts.com. It's just that easy.
Great job, everyone.
We'll keep playing some more games coming up for other fun prizes. Got to pay attention.
Yeah, sounds good.
Norma Jean for you right now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Under Oath, The Created Void. Static Radio.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch. Did you just make that for Under Oath?
No, for you.
Oh, okay. Under Oath, new record coming out on Tuesday. Be listening for your chance to score that. Talked to Lauren yesterday from Tooth & Nail. Very excited. Some cool stuff happening with that. In fact, premiered a new song from them on Tuesday for New Music Tuesday, Sunburnt. One of the new songs on their anthology record.
And
it's a lot of anthology records coming out.
There really are.
Thrice, their latest record, Anthology, came out on Tuesday. A live double disc CD. And then, of course, this coming Tuesday, Under Oath, their anthology 1999 to 2013. There you go.
It's like that movement when everybody had a name, their band name as Manifesto something. You remember that?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Everyone had their band name as Manifesto?
Yeah, something. It was like something
no
Manifesto. Yeah, huh? Oh, my gosh.
There's a song called Manifesto by a City Harmonic, which, by the way, mystaticradio.com for details on that.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
That's how I do. Whatever. It's 9:43. We are just about out of show. It was a good show this morning.
It was.
I got to say, I wasn't expecting to talk so quickly about voting.
And it just happened.
We early voted yesterday. I have to encourage you to get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Many resources there to help you decide how you're going to vote. If you're undecided, if you're not sure who stands for what, we put some resources up there. There's an easy, almost like a quiz that you can take, a survey that just talks about your values, what you believe, and then at the end it shows you, cool, you line up more closely with this person. It's nonpartisan, so it's going to tell you the truth no matter what.
Yeah.
So it wasn't created by like some Christian coalition or Democrats for whatever.
Whoever.
Right. Nonpartisan, totally check it out. It's a pretty great resource. We got a few up there.
Yeah.
Make sure you get there. Check them all
check
out.
Check all three of those links out.
Yeah. Some good links there.
In order.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it for us. We're on out tomorrow. Finally Friday.
Yes.
Amazing.
We have our dinner tonight.
We do.
We have our dinner.
Oh, we'll be talking all about that tomorrow.
Yep.
During Static Decision 2012, we had a few dinners with the DJ.
Yeah.
That you could, we auctioned off that you could grab, and we got one tonight.
Yes.
We got one tomorrow night.
Yes.
We're busy, bro.
We are.
So, yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be talking
about
that.
We'll talk about it.
It's going to be fun.
It'll be lots of fun.
Are you dressing up? How am I supposed to dress?
I'm going to go like, you know, I'm going to look nice, but it's going to be casual.
Okay. So awesome.
I know.
I'm stoked.
Okay.
It's going to be fun. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, I'm sure. Right back, we got some John Mark McMillan and Adri up next.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Oh, my brother, you're keeping me alive.